The Winter Soldier, written by Arya Spatman, Big Dick Lightning McQueen, Flower Parish, and the Feeling Faye, read by Mr. Born Hero, a Marvel and Super Mario crossover featuring the relationship Waluigi, Bucky Barnes, and tagged for Crack Crossover Ship. Daddy Kink, Alpha Beta Omega Dynamics, Enemies to Lovers. I've got 15 minutes to kill the president of Kalgarkistan. Just another day in the life of the Soviet Nazi sleeper agent Bucky Barnes. Bucky crawled commando style through the mansion, dodging laser beams and patrol German shepherds, until he approached his target. "Sorry, kid, it's just business." Bucky launched his fist like a rocket towards the thin man in front of him, but, unlike most of his fights, his fist failed to reach his target. The thin man had launched himself out of the way of Bucky's fist and hurled one of his own at him. It struck Bucky square in the face, leaving Bucky stunned. "Wah!" he started to ask before the thin man disappeared again. Bucky had a grimace on his face as he looked around to find where his target had escaped. How had he managed to escape that blow? Bucky quickly ducked behind one of the busts that always seemed to line the hallways of these mansions, providing plenty of shadows that security or baddies would never check. He took stock of his injuries, noting that his eyes watered from the blow, but that he was otherwise fine. He allowed himself a few seconds to blink away the stars, then wondered what the fuck he had just seen. The president of Kalgarkistan was some horrifying lanky man dressed in purple? He had only seemed capable of a single sound, yet Bucky found himself struck with something he shouldn't have been capable of feeling. Fear. And, impossibly, raging horniness. Nobody had walloped him that good in a long time. Or maybe they had, and the author of this part of the fic has never seen a Marvel movie, but Bucky wasn't sure. He was too busy being alarmed to care about the fourth wall breaking. Then, before he had fully gotten his bearings, he heard the sound again and cringed. When the president, the man, reappeared, Bucky allowed his instincts to control his response. He meant to put up his hands in surrender, but instead, he ducked down and exposed a long line of his throat. It was a gesture of surrender unlike the many he had been taught, but it felt right in a way that he couldn't explain. The noise came again, but this time it was more of a question than a shout of anger. Teeth pressed against Bucky's neck, but there was no viciousness to the gesture, no pain accompanying the pressure. Bucky relaxed, his omega instincts, not that he knew yet what they were, telling him that he had found someone safe, an alpha, one who would protect him. He approached, eyes level with this god among men, his tongue outstretched to meet this lanky devil in lover's combat, as Waluigi let out a tortured wah. The palace began to shake. "Oh shit, the failsafe," Bucky exclaimed. His 15 minutes were up. The president of Kalgarkistan was dying one way or another. "Sorry, daddy." Bucky gives the distracted man a solid punch in the groin and makes a mad dash to escape. A mournful wah echoes behind him as he dives out of the window. War is hell. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for Boys Teams 2025.